Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Moko Sheba. Nidio Ko Sheba. Konidiaka. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we adore you. We bless you this morning. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving this morning, O God. Oh, we thank you that you are the holy, righteous Father, and that there is no God like you, Jehovah. We come to bow down before you to say that you are our God, you are our Lord, you are our Savior, you are our King, and there's no God greater than you, O God. Father God, forgive us for secret faults. Forgive us for sins, O God, transgressions, trespasses against you, Father God. Oh, even little foxes that spoil our bond, forgive us, O God. Create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning, O God. Yokushebaka, that there's more for us than against us, O God. Oh, truly, you are a great God and a mighty God. And it's no God like you, Jehovah. You are the one who provides daily for us. You are the one true God. You are Jehovah Jireh, our great and mighty provider. You are a true and living God. In the name of Jesus, you provide safety when we're out in the traffic. You provide safety in our homes. You provide protection for us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because you don't ever sleep. You don't ever slumber. So we thank you today, O God. O Father God, when the enemy tried to exact upon us, you hide us under the shadow of your almighty wings. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, you raise that standard for us. And so we thank you, O God. O God, we thank you. O Father God, we quench with the shield of faith every fiery dart the enemy tried to send our way. In the name of Jesus, oh, we quench every fiery dart of jealousy, envy, anger, bitterness, and rage sent against us in the mighty name of Jesus. Yukusheba, oh, we quench every fire brand sent against our lives by the enemy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God. We bind and rebuke all spirits of jealousy directed against our lives in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we quench every fire the enemy will try to throw into our sanctuary in Jesus' name. We bind and cast out every fiery serpent sent against our lives in Jesus' name. We quench every burning lamp that comes from the Leviathan's mouth in the name of Jesus. We will not be burned by fire of the enemy, but we send fire against the enemy. Oh, we overcome every fiery trial sent against our lives by the enemy. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. The enemy will not be able to burn up our harvest in the name of Jesus. We quench every fire of the wickedness sin against our lives. We quench all ungodly words spoken against our lives in the name of Jesus. We quench every torch the enemy will use against us in against our lives in the name of Jesus. We quench all gossip directed against our lives in the name of Jesus. The enemy's fire will not be able to kindle upon us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that we are redeemed from the curse through the blood of Jesus. We are the seed of Abraham, and his blessings belong to us. We choose blessings instead of curses in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we choose blessings instead of curses. We choose life instead of death in Jesus' name. We break and release ourselves from all generational curses and iniquities as a result of the sins of our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses on both sides of our family from back 60 generations. We break all curses of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of pride and rebellion in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of death and destruction in the name of Jesus. We break and rebuke all curses of sickness and infirmity in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of poverty, lack, and debt in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of rejection in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of double-mindedness and schizophrenia in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of Jezebel and Ahab in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of divorce and separation in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of lust and perversion in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of confusion and mental illness in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of idolatry in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses causing accidents and premature death in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of wandering and vagabond in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all spoken curses and negative words spoken against us by others and by those in authority, and we bless them. We break and release ourselves from all self-inflicted curses by negative words we have spoken over ourselves, over our families, over our children, in the name of Jesus. We break and release. We command every demon hiding and operating behind a curse to come out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we say that you are God and there's no other God like you. Well, good morning and welcome to Bible Story Land this morning. We are grateful that you joined us.
I'm doing good. And I'm going to do Father Abraham.
Amen. I love that song, Father Abraham. Go right ahead.
Great, Minister G. How are you?
Wonderful.
We had a wonderful service last night. We attended the initial sermon of Sister Rosalind Aiken. Her husband is pastor of First Baptist Church in Bracktown, and that's just here in Lexington. But it was wonderful, well attended, and she brought a word. She spoke the book of Esther and covered the whole book.
Amen. Did you say someone's going to sing with you this morning? Are you going to? I know you're going to say a prayer for the parents.
I'll do whatever you want me to do. Sister Maddie Bryant from Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah is going to sing, and I'll pray. So you tell me what you want me to do and when you want me to do it.
Hey, Sister Maddie, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
We are so grateful you could be with us this morning.
Oh, I'll run up the highway and back with Sister Donna any day.
Amen. Well, what you going to sing today for our children?
My tribute, to God be the glory.
All right, to God be the glory. Okay. Well, you're welcome to come on any Saturday you want, first through the fourth Saturday, any Thursday you want.
Okay.
All right, you're going to sing, Sister Maddie? We ready?
Okay.
Can I hold it?
You want to let me hold it?
Oh, okay.
How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? So undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. Oh, the voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am or ever hope to be. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. Should I gain any praise, let it go to God.
By way of Jacksonville. Good morning, Sister Jackie. How are you? You got your phone on mute?
Okay, I'm off of mute. Good morning.
Good morning. Did you hear that beautiful song? That
Yes, I heard Miss Maddie sing. Can
all
you hear
right.
me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I heard Miss Maddie sing. I love to hear her sing. Yeah, I had this guy on. She is great.
Yeah.
And my cousin, I like that prayer she prayed. Lord, thank you, because we need that.
I'm telling you. I'll tell you what, they got a lot of beautiful people in Kentucky. And so we thank all of you this morning. What you going to sing for us, Sister Jackie?
This Little Light of Mine.
Amen. I love that.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, and I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, and I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, and I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my home, and I'm gonna let it shine. All in my home, and I'm gonna let it shine. Well, all in my home, and I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my church, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine, Lord. All in my church, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, all in my church, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Cause this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen.
Amen. Woo! I thank God for each one of you. Karen sang Father Abraham. Sister Maddie sang To God Be the Glory. And Sister Jackie sang This Little Light of Mine. And you know, we got to let our light shine. We got to let our light shine everywhere we go, in our home. We got to treat everybody right, in our neighborhood. Everywhere we go, we got to let our light shine. So God gave us light on the inside of us, and we got to spread the love that Jesus put on the inside of us. So I thank God this morning. You know, we have some children that's going to be singing in a bit. But right now, we're going to speak God's message. And I want you to listen closely, closely. Are you starving your children? Do you feed them physically? Do you feed them emotionally? Do you feed your children spiritually? We must take our children. We must, you know, feed the whole child. We must take care of our children. We can't just, you know, feed them a hamburger and some, you know, other food, but we got to take care of their emotions. We got to take care of them spiritually. You know, that we are more than what we are. Mind, spirit, body, and soul. And we got to take care of the whole child. Most of us think that we are not starving them physically. That's what most of us think. But ask yourself, do you feed your children healthy food? What do you give them to drink? Many of today's parents ask their children, what you want to eat, baby? You know what? God called us as parents to take care of the children. If our children could take care of themselves, know what they should eat, God wouldn't have wasted his time giving them to us. He wants us to train them up in the way that they should go. He wants us to feed them healthy food. You know, in the book of Daniel, Daniel was offered the king's food, he and his friends, his three friends, but Daniel said no. He said, let us eat this way for 10 days, at least 10 days. So try it for 10 days. Let your children eat healthy for 10 days. I promise you, they'll want to eat healthy all the time. So you know what? Deuteronomy says that we should train our children, teach our children about God from the time they get up in the morning until the time they go to bed. As parents, we have a great responsibility to take care of our children physically, emotionally, especially spiritually. Most parents think that if we, you know, let them go to Sunday school, which is a part of the prayer that Sister Donna, Minister Donna Hawkins prays, and if we let them go to children's church or Wednesday night Bible study, that we've done what God said. We've obeyed God. No, no, no. We missed it. God said in Deuteronomy 6, 1 through 9, you know, he said, listen, I want you all he said his commandments and his laws to parents. He said, learn to teach our children. Read it for yourself, Deuteronomy 6, 1 through 9. He said, teach our children from the time they get up to the time they go to bed. You know, we must obey God's word. We must not, cannot read it and ignore what God's word says. We must teach God's commandments, his laws, his rules, his statutes, so our children can fear God. You know, many people don't fear God anymore. They murder people and they have no remorse, no feeling in the world. Why? Why is that? Have you ever asked yourself, how can somebody just murder somebody and not even feel? It starts when they're children. They have no fear of God. We must teach our children to fear God. We must teach our children to reverence God. You know, I see children all the time. They are cussing their parents out. They're treating each other mean and cruel. I see children spitting on one another, hitting each other. Nowadays, they're killing each other. Why? Not a fear of God. God says that, first of all, the first great commandment we're to teach our children is to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and then to teach them to love each other like they love themselves. God's word, you know, the word of God, we have to teach it to our children. We have to teach it to our grandchildren and our great-grand. We can't say, oh, that's my children's responsibility, teach it to their own children. No, God gave the commandments to you to teach it to your seed too. We got to teach it to them. I'm not angry with you. No, I love you. But I want you to obey what God said. I want you to know what he said first so you can obey it. Most of us, you know, we put the Bible on the shelf. We don't pick it up. We just go to church and try to soak up what the pastor said on a Wednesday and on a Sunday. And the rest of the time, we're starving. We go around spiritually starved. Look at all the spiritually starved people. Look at the news. Look at the news early in the morning. Murder rate going up. Why? Spiritually starved people do not reverence God. We got to teach our children to reverence, to fear God. Not like he going to rain fire down on them, but when we teach our children to fear God, and when we fear God, he will bless us. The blessings will be upon us. He's already released them. We just got to step into them. He's already released curses. If we don't, read Deuteronomy 28. It talks about the blessings and the curses of God. So, you know, we got to teach our children. You know, you don't want your children to drink milk all their lives. They got to grow up. They got to start eating meat. But they can't do it unless you're giving them what they need so they can learn to digest it. God loves children. He said, let the children come to me. The Lord, you know, our God tells us he is the only true and living God in Deuteronomy. Now, listen, he tells us, the first commandment, here it is again, We must love the Lord thy God with all of our heart, soul, and our strength. He says, and you know, and then we to take these words unto our hearts daily, and we to repeat these words to our children. We got to love the Lord thy God with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and we got to love each other like we love ourselves. So we got to keep repeating these. You ever tell your children the same thing over 20 times a day? Well, that's how you got to do the word. So instead of fussing at them 20 times with the same thing, tell them the word of God over and over throughout the day. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. You know, children, don't cut your parents. Tell them the word of God all day, over and over and over and over and over and over. So it will be in their heart, and they won't forget it when they get older. Repeat it to them. Our grand, we got to repeat it to them. Now pay close attention to what the Lord is saying. He says, teach them, talk about, you know, his word in your home, when you're away from home. He said, listen, repeat it to them. When they lie down, when they get up, then write it down. He says, tie them around their wrists. Tie the word of God. You seen those wristbands? Write the word of God. Let them make their own wristbands and tie the word of God on their wrists. And then he says, okay, now give them headbands and let them have. You seen those headbands that say, Jesus loves me? The wristband, Jesus loves me? They can make their own headbands. Read them to each other with the scriptures on them. We got to start filling our children with the word, the word. So when they grow up, they'll know how to love each other. They won't kill each other out. Our children are dying by day after day. I get discouraged. I could cry when I read the news. I'm sorry, when I read the newspaper, when I very seldom read the newspaper, trust me. But when I listen to the news, I get discouraged. I'm like, Lord, we're praying for the children, but they're still dying. What do we need to do? So now let's look at what we got to feed our children every day for their physical bodies. We got to take care. You know, we don't take care of their physical bodies, they will not be able to operate in school. They can't think. We got to give them brain food. Usually for breakfast, many children eat cold, sugary cereal. They usually don't get a hot breakfast. You know, when we were growing up, we got hot oatmeal, hot grits, eggs, bacon, biscuits, toast. You know, our parents got up in the morning early and fixed up breakfast. And, you know, when it was cold, they fixed us hot food. When it was hot, they gave us cold food, watermelon for breakfast, cantaloupe for breakfast. You know, they fed us healthy food, bananas for breakfast. Many children eat McDonald's and Burger King or fast food. Studies have shown that these foods have no nutritional value for us or our children. They are just fillers. They just fill us up. What can we do? What can we do? What do we feed our children? Here are some examples of some meals. For breakfast, we can feed them, like I was saying, bananas, cantaloupe, blueberries, apples, watermelons, blackberries, peaches, pineapples, grapefruit, plums, you name it. There's so many different kinds of fruit we can feed our children, and they're getting the nutrients from the fruit. It's what God gave us. You know, I see a lot of people have those bottles, little cups of fruit. It's full of sugar. Don't feed your children that stuff. It's full of sugar. So avoid sugar. Even hot dogs got junk in it. Hot dogs is full of junk. Do not feed your children those things. Look them up on the internet. Do a search on what to feed your children, healthy food. You know, Mayo Clinic nutritionists, Jennifer Nelson and Catherine Zaroski, nutritionists. I pulled it up on the web. It says they stated that our children are getting too much sugar in their diet. Sugar has no nutrients, empty calories. Our children are eating bread with sugar in it, cake, soft drinks, jam, ice cream, and sugar added to their food. I can remember when I was a child, we used to put sugar on our grapefruit and eat it. But, you know, when you learn better, do better. So I learned better. Much of the sugar has, you know, the kinds of sugar. Here's some examples of sugar we should avoid. White sugar, brown sugar, raw sugar, corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, maple syrup, fructose sweeteners, liquid fructose, molasses, dextrose, crystal sugar, dextrin. All of those we should, you know, avoid. The ugly truth is that sugar means empty calories, no nutrients. So we give our children those sweet cereals in the morning. When they get to school and their grades are not up to par, it's our fault because they have no brain food. They can't even think. They can't begin to think. They don't have anything to help them concentrate. You know, our children are getting obese, big, blowing them out of proportion with McDonald's and sugar, and some children eat cookies in the morning, candy, and all kind of stuff. We are not just to fill their bellies. We're to feed them nutritional food. You know, from ages 2 to 5 years old, we're giving them 13 teaspoons of sugar a day. And then the calories they're getting is 208 calories. The children from 6 to 11 years old are getting 20 teaspoons of sugar a day with 320 calories. All these things are adding fat onto their body. 12 to 19-year-olds, 24 teaspoons of sugar a day, 380 calories. More sugar comes from our home than anywhere else. You know, it comes from a lot of drinks that we give our children. It don't just come from the vending machines at school. When I was a child, we didn't have vending machines at school. They gave us healthy meals. We had nutritionists in the kitchen cooking. You could start smelling it around about 9:30, 10 o'clock. They were in there cooking. They'd probably been in there before then. Desserts. Try fruit-based desserts instead of all the sugar stuff, candy bars and ice cream. And don't just let your children have their way. Spoil the rod. Spoil the child. Spare the rod. No, no, no. Use it. Cereals. Cut out sugary cereals. Eat oatmeal. Put fruit and nuts in your oatmeal. Yogurt. Get plain yogurt. Put blueberries in it. Bananas in it. All kinds of good food. I go to the health food store. And I see, that's where I usually shop. I've been shopping there like over 30 years. I see parents in there saying, my child can't eat this and my child can't eat that. So I'm in here so they can be healthy. Now, that's a good parent. They're thinking about, how can I feed my children healthy food? Some foods make our children lethargic, make them tired all the time. They just want to sleep all the time because they're not healthy. What can you feed them for lunch? Brown rice, red beans and rice, black beans and rice, lima beans, snap beans, salad, meat, raw, baked. Stop the fried food. Oh, you know, we love to go to Popeyes and eat fried chicken. What kind of snacks can you eat? Can your children eat? And these are not just for the children, but we need to do it too. Walnuts, pecans, cashews, Brazil nuts, almonds, seeds. Kids love sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, nut butter, almond butter, cashew butter. What kind of fiber? Our children need fiber. We need fiber. We need to get more fiber in our diet. We're not getting enough fiber. Eat fiber found in fruit, whole grains, legumes, beans, peas, and vegetables. These are foods that help prevent and relieve constipation, and it has many health benefits. What should our children drink? Now, you already know cold drinks are not good. People talk to me all the time about their children wetting the bed. Our children should not be having all those cold drinks. Cold drinks are too rough on the body. They wet the bed at night. Their bladder having problems. They're having pain in their body. You don't know why. Cold drinks. Too much sugar. Fructose in it. I remember when I was a child drinking Coke. Those things were so strong, they go through your nose. How much water should our children drink daily? More. They should drink more water when it's hot to avoid dehydration. You ever taken your children to the hospital, they're sick, you don't know what's going on, you get there, and the doctor said they're just dehydrated. Just give them more water. So we have to give our children more water. When they're not urinating enough, they need more water. When their urine is yellow, they need more water. Urine should be clear. Our urine should be clear. Drink more water. Stop with the cold drinks, even the adults. It helps manage our body temperature when we drink water. It helps us, you know, the perspiration to come out of us. You know, it disposes of waste when we drink water through a urination. It carries nutrients to our digestive system, and it helps repair cells and tissue. So when we drink water, it's not just because, you know, we're thirsty, but it's nutritional value. Because, you know, the children's bodies are small, and, you know, many of them are active. They need plenty of water so they can avoid dehydration. What can they eat for supper? Chicken, fish, burgers, turkey, baked or broiled. You know, they can eat, you know, oven-fried potatoes, rice, preferably brown. They can eat, you know, all kinds of vegetables, broccoli, collard greens, cabbage, carrots. You name, you know the vegetables they can eat. Lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, avocados, kale, spinach. You know, some people tell me sometimes, my children don't eat that. But guess what? When their children come to my house, they sure eat it because that's what I eat. That's all that's available. I don't try to say, now, Samuel, you can eat this. Now, Katie, you can eat this. Melissa, you can eat. No, I ain't trying to feed different ones different things. Everybody going to eat the same thing in my household. Now, it's different if you're allergic to it. Some children are allergic to certain things. That's different. You ain't going to feed them that. But I'm talking about basic things they're not allergic to. Healthy foods, feed it to them. Most people eat to get full, to satisfy hunger. But we must eat the foods that God created for us to keep us healthy. Eating is only a part of keeping our children healthy. We must make sure they're getting the nutrients necessary to stay healthy. You know, 3 John 2 says, beloved, talking to us and our children, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So we got to feed our soul. Our soul's got to prosper too, not just this flesh on the outside. You know, making sure our children get enough rest is another part. Most children nowadays, they don't have bedtime. They don't even have time to be, what time to be in? No curfew. They just can stay out, roam the street. I see them 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Young children, I'm talking about 6-7-year-olds running the street at night. Make sure your children get enough sleep. It will keep them healthy and well. Children need at least 8 hours of sleep. So you get them up 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, they need to go to bed no later than 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. 9 o'clock the latest, and even when they get home from school, they are tired. Give them, you know, a period where they can take a little nap before they get their homework. Eat a little snack. Take a little nap. They need brain food to function in school, to stay alert. Guess what else they need? Exercise. God didn't make us to sit down all day and do nothing. We got to exercise. Our children need to exercise. They can play kickball, volleyball, swing on the swing, play on the playground equipment, participate in sports. Children have lots of energy. So we must, you know, let them exercise, rip and run outside. You know, nowadays we got to watch them. You can't just go in the house and cook while they're in the front yard or the backyard playing. No, because they won't be there when you get back. So we got to watch over. But we're not 24-hour day, 7 days of people. They people, so we got to pray to God to watch over our children, to look out for our children so they can stay safe. Most children, and this is a word I hate this word, hyperactive. I hear so many people saying, my child hyperactive, there's no such thing. God gave our children energy. He gave it to them. He gave us energy, but our energy is spent going to work. We burn it up working, paying bills, cleaning the house, cooking, mowing the grass, But our children, they got to burn up that energy. And they got to burn it up in the right way. Not from going robbing, stealing people's houses or robbing or stealing cars and joyriding. But no, exercise. Hyperactive. What does it mean? More active than usual? Most children are not hyperactive. This is another thing that causes them to be more active, too much sugar. Also, their diets can cause them to be able to, you know, be unable to sit and concentrate for any length of time. That's when people call them hyperactive. You know, in the schools, they try to control their behavior, which is good in a sense, but we don't want to control their behavior with drugs. Ritalin, that mess should be thrown out and burnt up. Ritalin, which is very harmful to our children. Many people in the public schools, they say, well, your child needs Ritalin. Guess what? In the nursing homes, they try to control the older people, so they put them on some drug to sedate them. In the school, they try to control the children, so they put them on some drug to sedate them so they can control them. Our children should not take Ritalin. They just need proper exercise. What is Ritalin? You want to know? I'm going to tell you, Ritalin, what are the effects of it? It has terrible effects on our children. According to the United States Department of Energy breakdown, National Laboratory, the chemical properties of Ritalin are similar to those in amphetamines or cocaine. Did you hear it? They have similar properties in it. Chemical properties of amphetamine and cocaine, except that the effect of Ritalin is just a little bit milder. But what's the difference? If you're getting some of those terrible effects, it's the same thing. It builds up in your body. As a result, there are concerns about the possible abuse of drugs. Ritalin may also become addictive. Side effects. Listen to this. Do you want your children to have these side effects from Ritalin or anywhere? Irregular heartbeat, dizziness, nervousness, insomnia, irritability, headaches, severe side effects can include changes in the appetite, sleeping habits change, agitation, weight loss, facial tics. Now, who wants their child to have a facial tic? Or all of these ugly side effects? Some of the side effects are stop children from being hungry, so they don't eat like they should. In defiant behavior, you know, Ritalin is not going to stop your children from acting up. You know what's going to stop them? The BELT. God says, spare the rod, spoil the child. You got to use it. He said, if you beat them with the rod, you will not kill them. You got to use the rod on the children. When you disobey God, then our children get curses on them. And I don't know about you, but I have good common sense. I don't want curses on my children, my grandchildren. And I have no birth children, but to me, all of them belong to me. I'm a mother of all of them, and I don't want them to be cursed. I want our children to be blessed. I want our children to be blessed. Children have emotional needs. We can't say, oh, you hurt your finger? Go somewhere and sit down. No, we can't do that. We got to say, let me see it, baby. We must address their feelings. Find out what happened to your child during the day. What happened to them during the day? Today we have to be concerned about our children's welfare. I was reading something on the Internet, and this child was telling his mom, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to school. He said, well, God, you got to go to school every day. But they weren't finding out why. So after they kept talking, and the child kept saying they didn't want to go to school, they sat down and they thought, they said, why? Somebody's bringing a gun to school. I bet you the parents moved in. They got on the phone and called the school. Then they called the police. You got to pay attention to what's going on to your children. Let your children talk every day. Don't just let them say, you say, well, what happened today? Nothing. What did you eat for lunch? We just had this. No. Let them discuss in detail with you what happened to them. Teach them to be open with you and discuss. Let them talk to you daily. You know, how can you tell if your children's emotional needs are not being met? Here's some of the signs. They stay to themselves too much. They argue with their sisters and brothers or their friends a lot. They get upset when things don't go their way. They're often angry. They refuse to cooperate. What do we need to do to meet their emotional needs? Allow them to be themselves, number one. Accept them for who they are. Sit down and listen to them like you sit down and listen to your friends. Excuse me. Three, take time for them. Do things they want to do, one-on-one. Don't just say, okay, come on, we're going to the grocery store today. We're going here. I spend time with my children. Yeah, you do. But do you spend time doing what they would like to do? You know, pray for them. Pray with them. Teach them how to pray. Pray for them when you're with them and pray for them when you're not with them. Now, here's another thing. Observe and inquire. If you observe something that's puzzling to you, ask them about it. Don't ignore it. Don't say, oh, well, they're having a mood today. No, no, no. Don't ignore it. Hug your children. I don't care if they're 5 months, 5 years, 15 years old, 25 years old. Hug your children daily. Daily. It helps meet their emotional needs. Express your love for them. When was the last time you told your child, I love you? Not as a whole group of children, but your own individual. Hug them every day. Say, Mama, love you. Daddy, love you. Grandma, love you. Grandpa, love you. Express your love for them out loud. Don't worry about how they react. Love on them anyway. Respect them and their feelings. Even if you don't understand, you are a child once too. Somebody respected you. Maybe they didn't understand you, but they respected you. Show empathy, sympathy, and compassion for your children, for what they're going through. Jesus met physical, emotional needs of people and spiritual needs. He accepted them for who they were, even the woman at the well. He didn't condemn her. He just told her, he said, go sin no more. Now, God warns people. You know, he warned Eli about his son. Eli refused to correct him. They were doing awful sins, even in the church. But God kept warning Eli. He didn't listen, so he killed him. And then when Eli found out about it, he dropped dead. So we don't want our children killed. We want God to bless our children. But like I said, he doesn't condemn us. Anyway, he said to us, you without sin, cast the first stone. I don't know about you, but I sin every day. I have to ask God to forgive me for something. Every day, because he said no good thing can come from this flesh. Sometimes we have errors. We don't even know the errors we have. So we got to be careful about, you know, what we do. Because we sin. We're human. So we got to stop, take time, listen to our children. We got to tell them we love them. We got to bless them. God says he loved the children. They are part of the kingdom. Jesus blessed the children. He didn't curse them. He said, be careful what you say to your children, how you act towards them as parents. He said, children are a part of his kingdom. So Jesus blessed the children, and he sent them along their way. Now, don't blame the children for what they did or didn't do to help. You got to help them be productive. Allow them to grow up. Don't do things for them they can do for themselves. No, we handicap our children. If your children can make up their bed, don't make it up for them. We handicap them when we do that. We do too much for our children. Our children are dependent on us too much. We got to let them grow up. Allow our children to figure out some things for themselves. Don't tell them every little thing, because then they can't think for themselves. When they get out, they get in a difficult situation. They don't know what to do. They look for somebody else to tell them. So we got to train up the children. Here's some parental duty. The Word of God says, Deuteronomy 6:7, and you shall teach them diligently. What you going to teach? Read Deuteronomy 6. Deuteronomy 6, 1 through about verses 9. And it will tell you what we're to teach the children. Teach the children from the time they get up till the time they go to bed, when they're sitting up, when they're lying down, when they get up. Proverbs 22:6, train the children the way that they should go. When they're old, they won't depart from it. Which is the way they should go, the righteous way, the holy way. We're to provide for the children. You know, we're not to be burdensome to our children. Our children, we're to provide for them as parents. We're to nurture the children. The Word of God says in Ephesians 6:4, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. One that ruleth his own house, having children in subjection with all gravity. He must manage his family well. His children should respectfully obey him, the mothers and the fathers. The next thing we should do is love our children. That we make the older women teach the younger women to love their, to be sober, first of all, have a sound mind, to love their husbands and their children. Then we have to correct our children. If we don't correct our children, they just go astray. They do whatever they want to do. Sometimes we don't have to use, you know, a belt. Sometimes if we train them well enough, we can just speak to them and it will correct them, or we can just look at them. When I was growing up, parents had you so well trained, they could look at you, and you knew what that meant. Straighten up right now. If not, when you get home, sometimes you get it in the street. Everybody could correct you. Everybody could correct you when I was growing up. You were protected by everybody. The other thing we have to do is instruct our children. We got to instruct. What do we instruct them in? The way of God. We have some children with us on Bible Story Land with us this morning. They're going to be singing. In a minute, Asia, she's going to introduce herself, and she's going to sing, and then Minister Stacy is on here with her children. Good morning again, Asia. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Introduce yourself. Say your name and what grade you're in.
My name is Asia Pearson. I go to La Villa. I'm in the sixth grade, and I'm a wonderful singer.
Hey, man, she is, too. All right, what you going to sing today, Asia?
I'm going to sing There's a Praise on the Inside by J. Ma.
Hey, man, we're ready, baby. Sing your heart.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A heart of storming up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe sad, but praise it the way I say things. Oh, help me say there's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A heart up, up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe strange, but praise is the way
Hey, man, woo, what a wonderful praise she did. There's a praise on the inside of Asia, and she can't keep it to herself. Didn't she say she was a wonderful singer? She has confidence, and I like that. Asia, that was beautiful, girl. I know they must love you at Lake LaVilla School, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
How's your twin?
Ma'am?
How's your twin sister?
She's doing good.
What's her name?
Her name is Angel.
Is she right there with you?
Yes, she's right here.
Hey, Angel.
Hi, Sister G.
How you doing, girl?
I'm doing great.
Did they put y'all in the same class at Lake La Villa, or are y'all in different classes?
Some of them are the same classes, and some of them are different.
Okay, wow. Well, I thank God for you and Asia, Angel. You all are so precious. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister G, and God bless you, too.
Tell your mom I said God bless her, too, for letting y'all come on. Oh, my God, you all are such a blessing. So I look forward
yes,
to hearing from y'all next month. Don't hang up. All right, Minister
yes,
Stacy, how are you?
You talking to me, Sister G?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Hey, God, good morning. God bless you.
God bless you, too. How are your children? They're right there?
Say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let your children introduce themselves.
Good morning.
So, good morning.
I'm Jabria.
I couldn't hear. What's her name?
Jabria.
Let her tell me.
I'm Jabria.
Hey, Jabria, how old are you?
Four.
Four?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you're so precious. What is your, is it your brother or your sister?
A sister. She had a brother that's 17, but she also the other girl, she's 8.
Okay. Good morning. What's your name?
Bianca.
All right, what y'all gonna sing?
David Day.
He's in third grade.
I'm in third grade.
I'm cricket.
What? Oh my God, y'all are big children. What y'all gonna sing, Barika?
You know,
dance like David Dance.
Oh, okay, dance like David Dance. Okay. All right, we're ready.
Yeah. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my head, I will go to the bed. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my head, I will dance like David Dance.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
I was blessed so much with Asia when she sang, "There's a praise on the inside of me." And then I heard, oh, my God, two little girls sing, "I will dance like David danced." My God, all of you girls should be on America's Idol or whatever that is.
America's Got Talent or The Voice.
Yes. Oh, my God. They sang so well. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for the children today. Well, it is salvation time on Children's Day. And you know what? The children got to be saved, too. So, you know, God said, you know, at one time he went to ignorance, but now he's calling men everywhere to repent. So we're extending salvation to anyone who needs to be saved. What do we need to be saved from? Our sins, because we sin. Jesus came to redeem us from sin. So we have to call on the name of the Lord and ask him to save us from our sins. So I pray everyone's saved. Anyone who's not saved, you can press 1 and we'll walk you through the plan of salvation. All right, well, everybody looks like they're saved on here. And you know what? We have to repent every day because we don't know our errors. We don't know if we sinned against God. But we ask God to forgive us. You know, like Job said, in case my children sin, Father God, I repent. And he asked God to keep a hedge of protection around them. So we're asking God to keep a hedge of protection around our children and around their families. So as we move, you know, God don't want us to move backwards. He wants us to move forward. He don't want us to move backwards at all. We cannot keep drinking milk. We got to learn to eat meat and digest it well. I'm talking about the meat of the word. That's what we got to learn to eat and digest it. We got to pick up the word and read it every day. Even children can pick up the word and read. You know, some children can read at 4 and 5 years old. And the word will help them to grow spiritually. It will help them to fear God, to reverence God. So teach your children how to read the word. And trust me, when they learn to read the word, they'll soar in their academics. They'll be like Daniel and his friends, 10 times smarter than their friends. So we're going to be praying for the children in just a moment, and then we're going to take prayer requests after that. So right now I'm going to pray for the children. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful that you said that we are to allow the children to come to you, Lord Jesus, for they are part of your kingdom too. So, Father God, help parents to allow the children to come to you, not just on Sundays and Wednesdays, oh God, but daily. Help them to come to you daily, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we cover our children with the blood of Jesus. We ask you to forgive our children in case they sin, and we ask you to keep a hedge of protection around them, oh God. And Father God, we just thank you for our children seeking wise counsel. I thank you that our children will not go to the enemy to ask for counsel, but they will come to us and ask for wise counsel, oh God. Father, you are their counselor. You are their prince of peace. You are their God, oh God. And Lord, when our children are in trouble, I thank you, Father God, that they will come to you and say, "Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What should I do?" I thank you that our children will know who you are. They will learn to love you with all of their heart, soul, and strength. I thank you, Father God, that they'll learn to love each other, that they will be full of the fruit of the Spirit, love and joy, peace, goodness, faith, gentleness, meekness, temperance. They'll be full of it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you that the blessing shall overflow our children and take them over. Father, we ask you to protect our children while they're in their homes, while they're in their schools. Wherever they go, protect our children, oh God. I thank you that they're under the shadow of your almighty wings and nothing by any means can harm them. And Father, I thank you that our children are 10 times smarter than their friends, oh God, that they make the honor roll, they get scholarships to go to college. We prophesy so upon our children that they are already 10 times smarter than their friends, oh God. I thank you that our children are obedient to their parents, their teachers, and authority figures, oh God, those who have rule and authority over them. I thank you that our children will live out all of their days. They will fulfill their purpose here in the earth realm, oh God. I thank you that our children fear you, they reverence you, oh God, and they fear their parents and reverence them. They fear their parents, oh God, in a way, Father God, a loving way, that our children are obedient to their parents, oh God. They listen to their parents. They listen to their teachers, oh God. I decree and declare that our children would not be rebellious. Rebellion is far from our children, oh God. We speak obedience to our children, that they would learn to obey their parents. I thank you that the parents will train the children up in the way that they should go, and they will not depart from it. They'll be faithful like Samuel all the days of their lives, oh God. They will render unto you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our children will humble themselves before the mighty hand of God. I thank you, Father God, that our children will become Christian doctors, Christian attorneys, Christian entrepreneurs, Christian professors in universities, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you they will become Christian doctors and oh, Father God, I thank you that our children will live righteous lives all the days of their lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, there will be Christian engineers, Christian nurses, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that our children will be Christian, wherever they go, whatever you put in them, that they will fulfill those purposes in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, hear our prayers. Oh, Father God, answer our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, it is prayer time. Press 1 if you have a prayer request. Prayer request, press 1. If you're already on, state your prayer request.
I will pray for the children, Asia and her sisters, to audition for The Voice this coming fall. And that's coming up real soon. I'll be watching for it.
Oh, The Voice. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, for the children to audition for The Voice. Okay. All right. Any more prayer requests? Press 1. Press 1. Okay, hold on. We got a couple of people here. Press 1. Just a second. I'll put you on. Hold on. Somebody press 1, and then it got shifted off for some reason. I don't know what happened. I hope they call back in. Okay. Here they are. Here they are right here. Hold on. Ms. Liddell, is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. You have a prayer request?
Yes,
you
ma'am.
You have a prayer request?
I just want to say to the church and your message you was bringing this morning, it was this good. I just wish more could have heard it, but I just like to request prayer for myself. I had to go to the hospital emergency room Thursday with the same arthritis cramp or whatever it is. So I just ask prayer, you know, that God would ease some down. You know, I hadn't been feeling too well.
All right. Well, we pray God's blessings upon you and that he will bless you with excellent health. We love you, Ms. Liddell.
Okay. Can you hear me, Sister G?
Yes. How you doing, Brother David?
I'm doing okay. I want to pray for David because I had to leave him with some friends' parents, and I didn't know the situation down there. They don't really have dorms, and getting him a place to stay was a bit challenging. So, but it's just ask the God to cover and protect him while he's there.
Okay. Thank you, Brother David.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Prayer request.
Amen, Sister G.
Yes.
Amen. If you, we could pray for my pray for this world and pray for the children of this world. In the name of Jesus, that they be protected and, you know, kept in the name of Jesus. And pray for my brother. He's going for surgery next week. Just pray for my family, all the people that be healed. Just pray that God's will be done in my family. Amen.
All right.
Amen. Thank you. Pray, and I'll pray for you also.
Pray what was you. Your last thing you
said? I pray for you. Let your show increase some more.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Well, we're going to approach the throne room again for individual people. And you know what? I thank God that we serve a great God and that he hears and he answers our prayers on a daily basis. Whenever we call upon his name, he promised to hear and answer our prayers according to his will, his plan. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We consult you, the great and mighty I am. We consult you, O great and mighty God. Or we consult you, our Creator, our Father, our Lord, our Savior. We consult you this morning, and we thank you, O God. We thank you for talented children, O God. Oh, we thank you for the talents and the gifts that you put on the inside of our children. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that our children are blessed and highly favored of you. And Father God, we pray that our children will be recognized. They will be recognized for the gifts and talents that they have, that their gifts will make room for them. On the voice of other avenues, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are protecting our children. And Lord, we lift up our brother David's son, David, as he is with you and you are with him. We thank you that you have already hidden him under the shadow of your almighty wings, and you have a plan for his life, O God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the place that you're giving him to stay now. We pray ahead your protection around him, that you will be there with him and keep him safe everywhere he goes, O God. You know he's in a big city, O God, and you know Mokoshe Baka, he is your son. So, Father God, we are not worried. We leave David at your feet. We cast his every care upon you because you care for him. Now, Father God, you know that they need dorms to live in, O God. So, Father God, provide dormitory rooms for the children all over the country, all over the world. They need places to live, safe places, O God. So provide safe places for the children to live while they get an education. And, Lord, I pray that our education in America will shift around and that their Mokoshe Baka, their number one subject will be Bible, all about you, and that their secondary subject will be academics. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that our children will be taught in the home about you, in the schools, in the universities and colleges, O God. And, Father, I thank you, O God, for what you're doing on behalf of our children. And, Lord, you know you love people of all ages. And I thank you for Ms. Ludell. And, Lord, you know all about what she's been going through in her body. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have been with Ms. Ludell for over 91 years. You have been there for her. You have been there with her. You have never left her. You have never forsaken her, O God. And, Lord, I thank you, God, for keeping her body inside out in Jesus' name, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. I thank you today, Father God, that she is blessed of you. I thank you for sending the word and healing her. I thank you, O God, for removing any arthritic pain that the devil is trying to put upon her body. We rebuke every lying symptom right now. We say, get out of her legs. Get out of her feet. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your healing virtue going throughout her body, from the top of her head, throughout her body to the soles of her feet. We thank you that Ms. Ludell walks in divine health. Father God, I thank you that your word says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank you for Miss Lugia prospering in health and in her soul. And Father God, I just thank you for strengthening her, encouraging her, removing pain from her body, every lying symptom, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father God, for the length of days that you've given her, add on to her days, in Jesus' name. But let her be in excellent health, in Jesus' name. And Father God, show her what to eat and what not to eat, in Jesus' name. And Father God, I thank you for the children of the world. I thank you, Father God, that you are looking out for the children on a daily basis. You are watching over them. You are protecting them in Jesus' name. And I thank you. I decree and declare that our children's first subject will be about you, how great you are, how you created them in your own image, O God, how you, Mokoshe Baka, sent Jesus to die for them, to redeem them from the curse, O God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, for every child who was on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Asia and her sister, in the name of Jesus, Angel. I thank you, oh God, for Mokoshe Baka, Mokoshe Baka. I thank you, Father God, for Minister Stacy's children, Father God, her two beautiful daughters, oh God. I thank you for those precious children, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for bringing up our children, for nurturing them, for strengthening them, for encouraging them. I decree and declare that the enemy would not attack our children. I thank you, Father God, that our children are Mokoshe covered with the blood of Jesus. I thank you for the whole arm of protection being over our children, in the name of Jesus, being over us. I cover all of us with the blood of Jesus. I bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy, because we are your servants. Father God, you said if we're at peace with you, if our ways please you, even our enemies will be at peace with us. So, Father God, we thank you that you are hiding us under your almighty wings, and nothing by any means will harm us or our children, in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we thank you today for what you've done and what you're going to do. I lift up Minister Stacy's brother who's about to have surgery, oh God. I thank you for leading the doctor's hands, oh God. In the name of Jesus, as they go into his body, I thank you that all is well. Everything, we call everything into alignment with your perfect will for his life, in Jesus' name. I ask you to bless all the families of Bible Storyland and all the families they represent. I thank you for your healing virtue going throughout our bodies, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And we bless you, O Most High, for being with us today, being with us every day, O God. We love you, O Lord, our strength, and we bless you today in Jesus' holy name. Well, I have an announcement to make today. Iron Sharp and Iron Conference is scheduled for August the 30th, August 31st, September the 1st, at Spoken Word Ministries in Jacksonville, Florida, 1445 Steel Street, at the corner of Steel and Blue. Come, come, you're invited. Come, expecting God to do greater things than he's already done. Come, expecting God to do the things that you've been waiting on him to do. So you are invited to the Iron Sharp and Iron Conference. I hope to see you there. That's next weekend. Don't forget. And also, Apostle Kimberly Daniels, my pastor, has published an anointed book, and it is out in Walmart, different stores, Volume 1, Demon Dictionary. And I tell you what, it's a great book. It's teaching us strategies, how to pray against the enemy so he won't prey on us. Well, I thank God for each of you. It is closing time on Bible Storyland. We love our children, and we love each of you. I thank God for the time you spent with us today, and each time that you come on with us, we are grateful for Father God. For his love, for his wisdom, for his kindness, for his mercy, for his love. We are grateful for his word that he has given us when he speaks to us. Like Job said, we desire the words of God's mouth more than our necessary food. Let's show our Father, our Creator, our Heavenly Father, we love Him, not with our lips, not with lip service, but with our actions, by living righteous, holy lives before Him, study His Word daily to please Him. We love the Lord. He loves us. And I love each of you, but He loves you even more than I can. I look forward to hearing from you the first through the fourth Saturday, Thursday, on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, the first through the fourth Saturday, 9 a.m., Bible Storyland. Next Saturday, we won't be on. It is the fifth Saturday. We're off that Saturday. We'll be at the church, Spoken Word Ministry, for the Iron Sharpened Iron Conference. So I will be on this Thursday, though. So I look forward to hearing from you Thursday and Saturday. God bless you. I love you so much. And don't forget, obey God. Obey God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.